This is Matt Asciani for the record. Today is Thursday, the 11th of April, 2013. This is the AP Railo monthly meeting. Please remember to say your name before speaking. Please remember to speak into the microphone. And please remember to speak at a reasonable pace. Thank you.
Nice try. This is Holly Raish for the Transcript Records. I'd like to welcome you all. And Heidi has a task for me, which she'd like me to do. And thank you. On behalf of Olivier, there was a little ceremony that some of you attended with the most delicious cake that we all celebrated ourselves. And we celebrated three really hardworking people who have made a terrific start, and I was actually shocked that Renalia wasn't one of the three.
What? Ridiculous.
But we not. No, no. but since Cheryl actually is worked really hard on the rules of procedure, as has Alan, and we also know that Dev got the prize for you, those of you who weren't there and did not have the cake. This is for Cheryl and for her work.
To at least pretend, okay? Can we? Thank you.
The next task that Heidi has for us before we have the meeting is she wants me to get rid of what? All of those brochures.
Oh, yes.
She forgot. Heidi, would you like to take the floor? Thank you.
Okay, this is Heidi. Thank you, Holly. We're going to be bringing down the AP Railo brochures in English and in Chinese, and we ask that you please take them home with you for your outreach and engagement activities. We also have a lot of pens left over for AP Railo and business cards. So we're going to be just giving them to you because we cannot take them back home with us. And also, I mean, they are produced for you. And now that you're going to go out and get new members and engage with your community members, this is a really opportune way to do that. Thank you.
And furthermore, none of you are getting out of here unless you take some. So that's it.
And we have now Cheryl's glossy gift here.
Oh, lovely. Thank you.
Pink.
Now, moving right along to the agenda, which is posted. Thank you very much, Matt. I don't think at this late stage we need to introduce each other, and if we do, that's because you haven't been attending enough meetings and you should be utterly ashamed of yourself, and you will be noted. And speaking of that, we're going to go around the table and everybody is going to actually indicate who they are so I know who's here and who's not. We'll start, Anupam. We'll go around this way.
Hello, everyone. Anupam Agarwal, Internet Society, Calcutta, Chapter ALS.
Hello, Suhaidi Hassan, ISOP Malaysia, ALS.
Hello, Luke Ji, come from ISOC Taipei.
Joseph Ng from ISOC Hong Kong.
Yeah, Siva Subramanian, Internet Society India, Chennai, ALS.
Jack from CDNUA, also represent Professor Hong.
Mahmoud Latouf, Arab Knowledge Management Society from Jordan.
Hello, I'm Jerry Tam from NetMission.Asia.
Yan is from NetMission.
Fuad Bajwa, go away, share Epiralo.
Karatiana Tauru, New Zealand Māori Internet Society.
Paul Hunter, Cook Islands Internet Action Group, ALS.
Maureen Hilliard, PKSOC. Holly Raish, the Internet Society of Australia.
Rinalia Abdurrahim, ALEC member from Asia Pacific Australasia.
Heidi Ulrich, ICANN staff.
Sherilyn Denor, ISOC AU.
Matt Asciani, ICANN staff.
Sylvia Vivanco, Alcan Staff.
Winthrop U, ISOC, Philippines.
YJ Park, OCR.
Imani Fagoshimana Valui, I'm from Niue, ALS.
Ali Al Mishal, ISOC, Bahrain.
Leanna Galistan, ISOC, KM, ALS.
Samuel Martirosyan, Armenia Media Education Center.
Edmund Chung, ISOC, Hong Kong.
Hi, Nirmal Agrawal, ISVK India.
Satish Babu, Computer Society of India.
Thank you, everyone.
Sorry?
Could you grab a mic?
Do Jin Deng from ISAC Taipei.
Lin Yizhu from NI Taiwan.
Sirenish is about to identify herself. She's rushing here, sitting down. Thank you very much.
Sirenish Vardanyan, Armenian Association for the Disabled Punic, and NOMCOM member from Apirolo. Thank you.
Thank you, Sirenish. The next item, Renalia has to leave at 1:30, so she is, with my indulgence, because I'm a nice guy, is going to actually combine items 2 and 4, and then we'll get on with the rest of the agenda. Renalia?
Thank you, Holly. Renalia Abdulrahim for the transcript record. I've been asked to run through some of the events or meetings that have happened in ICANN 46 in Beijing for your benefit in case you have not been able to attend some of them due to the parallel sessions that have been held. And so I've highlighted a few things that I would like to bring to your attention. The first one is that there was a high-level meeting on regional strategy for the Asia-Pacific meeting that happened on Monday, April 8th. And what I wanted to say was that the at-large voice was not included in that strategy discussion in terms of the panel that was put together by Xiaodong Li. We were just not there. UPNIC was there, APTLD was there, and CCTLD from Australia was there, and some Chinese companies, but we were not there, and we were not invited. And I have expressed our displeasure, if you will indulge me, to the ICANN CEO about it, because I felt that in any development of the regional strategy, the at-large must be represented. So that's one point.
Could I actually ask, rather than simply you expressing it, is this something that, as ALAC chair and on behalf of all of you, I should actually write a statement to Fadi saying, we understand this has taken place, we all represent the region, and we should have been there, and we would like a briefing?
Cheryl here, Holly. I think it would be a co-signed letter. I believe Olivier, who is in fact the ALAC chair, and yourself as the APRALO chair should do exactly that. This is absolutely unacceptable in the extreme. And it might be an idea to make sure that in that letter, the attached PowerPoint slide of the roll call is there, so that the diversity, the talent and the quality of the material people that they have summarily dismissed in their ignorance is in their face.
Thank you. I will take it up with Olivier, and if I'm not going to take a vote, but is there anybody who thinks I should not actually with Olivier write and say, we should have been there, because I think we should have been there. And what I will do actually is ask for a report of that meeting, which I can then circulate to everybody, so that we will know what was discussed, and we will be able to report back to our own members as to what was discussed. And I'm taking up too much of Renalia's time. I apologize. That was Holly Raish for the record.
And now it's Renalia Abdulrahim for the transcripts. Following on the Asia-Pacific strategy, the ALAC XCOM had a breakfast meeting with the ASO, the Addressing Supporting Organization of ICANN. And we have been having talks with them over a span of many ICANN meetings because we wanted to have closer regional relationship between the RALOs with the RIRs. And it has come to our attention that the engagement is happening in some RALOs, but not in others. In Luck RALO, the cross-pollination of interaction is happening between the Luck RALO and the Luck NIC, but not in AP RALO. So my request and advice for the AP RALO members here is that if you know UPNIC, then we need to insist that they invite the AP RALO members to their events and actually start engaging our community more, because we are being underutilized and we're not benefiting from this.
I personally know as Cheryl Paul Wilson, and Holly Race for the transcript records. And I'm quite sure that if he knows that we would like to be informed, I'm sure that he would do it. But again, that's probably letter number two. Sirenish.
Sirenish Vardanyan for the record transcript. I agree with APRINIC to include AP RALO region, but I would like to stress your attention on the region which we are representing. So Armenia is quite far from AP RALO, but we turned out to be in AP RALO, so we should deal with that somehow. I would like to ask to request for sharing this information, probably via AP RALO mailing list, that there are APRINIC coming. There are kind of events where even if we are not physically able to go there, at least we can follow remotely. Just don't forget us.
Thank you. This is Rinalia Abdurrahim. I echo, Cheryl. We won't forget you. And I think that you might even have flexibility of dealing with two RIRs, maybe more, at your preference, but it is also dependent on your initiative. Okay, proceeding onwards in terms of sessions or issues that I would like to flag for your attention. Edmund, want to say something?
Yeah, this is Edmund Chung. I'm just on the APNIC side, I'm just wondering what to clarify what exactly you're looking for and how what are the steps we're taking to do that.
Okay, in response to that, and you just reminded me, Matt, we actually need an action item, that there is follow-up from the RALO chair level to Paul Wilson in terms of cross-engagement. What we actually want is for the RIR to invite AP RALO members to their event to participate in their meeting as well as workshops, because our members could benefit from the capacity building activities that they have, and they also have a fellowship program whereby they can probably provide travel support either fully or partially depending on their criteria. And I asked them specifically, what is it that you get from engaging our community? And the response is that they want cross-pollination of people to serve in their specific positions and roles. For example, if they have official roles in officers or whatever, they would like that to come from our community, and it's their way of getting new blood. It's like NOMCOM reaching out and bringing in specific people. So there is synergy and benefit. So can I have that action item on the list, and I will just proceed. Yes, sorry.
Cheryl, very briefly, just if anybody's wondering about the degree of commitment and engagement, remember that with the number support and the number organisations, things happen on lists, okay? So you can actually get engaged in policy and be very effectively involved because decisions and things happen on email lists. So it's not as if there's a lot of requirement for you to be doing travel or to be going to many meetings. There's a lot of contribution you could be making throughout a year. And then, of course, if there's something nearby, obviously we'd like to have you involved.
Thank you. This is Rinalia again for the transcripts. I'm looking at all the sessions that I have attended for the week, and I'll just flag a few more. There are three survey or input requests from the community. The first one is actually the at-large new GTLD working group outreach and evaluation. Basically, they're trying to figure out why was there such a low number of applications from developing country, emerging economies, specific language communities perhaps. So they're developing a survey, and if you could help them in terms of reaching out to more people who could give a response, that would be helpful. That's number one. The second one is the ATRT2, that sounds like R2D2 in Star Wars, but it's actually the ICANN Accountability and Transparency Review number 2 for ICANN. It's mandated by the affirmation of commitment and extremely important for the continued legitimacy of ICANN. And they also need feedback with specific questions that they have put out. So please have a look at their website, see if you could spend some time to contribute input and encourage your community members to provide that input as well. I'm trying to see which other ones. I think those are the two surveys. And, of course, there is currently a survey on ICANN's reputation and image. I think we saw that in the beginning being presented, but now they want to roll it out to more people, and I would expect that they would try to reach out to you. And if you have that opportunity, please give feedback to ICANN. That would be very helpful for them. Yes?
Just a question. Are there links to these things that we could actually email to people?
This is Rinalia. Staff has confirmed that there are links and they will email it to AP Ralo. Thank you. And in terms of all the working group meetings that have happened, I would like to flag that the IDN working group session yesterday, which happened very late, but it was very intense, I would say, with more experts in the room than there were community members. But the topic was very hot. It was about the trademarks clearinghouse and the model not being able to handle IDN variants, whether deliberately or not deliberately, I don't know. But the ALAC has agreed that we would issue a statement about this formally and that a short statement of support will be made in today's public forum. And I think that's very relevant to our region, so we will take that up as a priority. That is all I have in terms of things that I would like to flag for your attention, and I will just move on to the IGF, that's the Internet Governance Forum, and the Asia-Pacific Regional Governance Forum that is being planned for this year. The IGF happens in Bali in October, and the Asia-Pacific Regional IGF is happening in Seoul, Korea in September. For the IGF meeting, I have submitted a proposal on behalf of AP Ralo to address the IDN variance issues, just like the AP Ralo multi-stakeholder roundtable session, as a follow-up to that. I don't know whether they are viewing it positively, but in the event that they do, then we have the opportunity to follow up and expand on those issues and bring the matter to the attention of more people in the internet governance community, which will actually bring more language communities to the table because their languages are currently not being addressed at all. So we will keep you posted in terms of whether or not ICANN is willing to finance the AP Ralo session, and yes, status will be provided. In terms of the Asia-Pacific Regional IGF, I'd like to invite YJ Park to say a few words because she is the host.
Yeah, thank you, Rinalia. YJ Park for the record. One of the specific nature of this APRIGF in Korea is we are going to combine some side event of the cyberspace conference, which will be hosted in Korea as well in October. So one of the side events of the APRIGF and this the cyberspace conference will be the youth forum. I understand some of the net mission people who are coming from this youth community are also attending this meeting. So we are going to promote more participation from youth and with some kind of essay test about the cyberspace topics. And those who are selected for that essay test will have some financial support to attend the forum. And out of those who participants, three delegations will be selected to participate in the plenary session of the cyberspace conference together with distinguished panelists. So this is going to be a very big deal for the youth who are interested in internet governance. So I would like to welcome those, the youth participation and hope the ALSs in this meeting to spread this word to youth in in your own nations and ALSs like that. And so this time we would really like to have more participation from the youth and then the other stakeholders, especially government, who have not been attending the IGF events, especially from Asia region.
Thank you, YJ. Rinalia, do you have any further reports?
I don't have any, but Susan Chalmers has joined the meeting, so perhaps she should record her attendance. And hi, please come forward, please.
Sorry, old.
Is it finished?
I'm done.
Okay. Thanks, Rinalia. Maureen, you're next.
Hi, everyone. I'm Maureen, for the record. My section is on the Beijing events. I would really like to use this opportunity to say thank you to everyone who helped to make the events that we ran have run during this meeting a success. I know that, for example, we all got sort of like railroad into the organising committee just after Toronto, and I think under Holly's leadership and the regular meetings, which sort of like started off monthly at the end of last year and then fortnightly from January and then sort of like weekly or twice weekly running up to the event, I think the very first thing which I felt was really awesome was the fact that when the messages started going out to the ALSs, the responses were great. You know, getting those photos, as you saw, getting those photos and those really the brief descriptions were really, really important. And I mean, as Cheryl has actually sort of like stated, that little PowerPoint could be quite an influential little piece, a little document about the AP RALO ALSs and what it is, the diversity within our region. Very well expressed, I think, in that document. And so getting that information was really awesome. Just sharing of information that took place before we got here was really great too. Also of importance was that feedback. I know not everybody did it, but that then again, I know that there were some very experienced. We had a big range of first time ICANN attenders to people who, like these guys, who have positions within the hierarchy of ICANN already. But it was really good to get that feedback on that 1 to 5 scale about what people knew about ICANN, because I was actually able to feed that into Janice, and Janice was able to sort of like pull together, along with the program, the fantastic program, as I've mentioned before, that she usually organises for the fellowshippers and newcomers to ICANN. So, but it really did sort of like confirm the sorts of things that she was providing in the program, and that it could add value to what we're trying to achieve for our ALSs. Be prepared. I'll be sending out another very short survey, because I'd really like to get some feedback from ALSs about, you know, sort of like what you think you got out of this week that might help with future events that we provide for ALSs. And that's not just at ICANN meetings, it could be regionally as well. But I would especially like to thank, and I think we should all put our hands together for Edmund, who provided the sponsorship for, you know, a lot of the showcase event that would not have been possible if we hadn't had his backing. And I really do, Dot Asia, thank you very much. And also to Pavan, who is around. He was great. Absolutely superb support for getting emails and things out for me. That was superb as well. So with the showcase, the capacity building.
What about the multi-stakeholder?
Well, I was sort of like hoping that Rinalia might sort of like mention that, but on a similar sort of like vein, she sent out messages, getting some seeking information about sort of like topics and speakers, and she put together a really fantastic program.
Actually, Edmund, you are here now. What was your impression of at least the IDN section of the multi-stakeholder forum?
Thank you, Holly. Edmund here. I think actually, you know, not just the IDN one. I was here for the GTLD one as well. I think both of them are very. It was actually very well attended, and we did touch on things of substance and a number of the items that were discussed. I think there are some takeaways and some action items on it, which is encouraging. So I don't know whether this was done for other RALOs, but certainly it's something that we should not only continue, we should expand in our future occasions where we can do this type of things.
Thank you, and I'm just going to take up what you said. You think there are some takeaways. One of the last things I want to do, if you finished, is to say, what did people actually get out of the past 4 days that we should follow up? And I think there are a number of topics. We've talked about, for example, outreach and what have people learned. We've spent a lot of time, which I thought was very interesting, on what is an ALS? Is it an individual? It is, you know, what do we mean by that? Is it another issue that has come out? From Dev's working group, which was about technology, how can we better use technology to actually provide more information about ourselves? How can we use the wiki? How can we perhaps post pictures of ourselves, post questions, those sorts of things? So how can we have some takeaways from the days that we've been so that we can actually be more effective? And I'd really be interested to hear people's thoughts. If you just want to go around and sort of think, well, what for you were the highlights, and what is it that in a priori we can or should be doing to enhance what we do? So, Satish, do you want to start, and then Edmund follow? Or just go around the table, which will take up probably most of the time. But that's, I would like to get some feel for how all of you saw the last 4 days, even though you're probably a little tired.
Yeah, thanks. This is Satish Babu from Computer Society of India. This is my first exposure.
Please remember to speak slowly.
Sure. My first visit to ICANN, although I've been attending IGFs, there is an overwhelming amount of complexity and detail, which makes it somewhat forbidding for a first-timer. But once you get past the initial hurdle, I find that once you focus on your own areas of interest, you can actually start linking and relating to the content. I think I'll stop with that. Thank you.
Thanks.
Yeah, hi, this is Nirmal from ISVK India. Before sharing my experience, I want to bring to notice the two items for everybody's interest. I had attended a locking of domain names subject to UDRP proceedings today. There's a working group being constituted which is working on this, and there was a detailed discussion on privacy laws, and I would feel that the working group would be very interested in joining that as well. There was nobody from AP RALO who was there on the working group. So in case you guys want to, anybody wants to, I have the contact details of the individual to whom you have to write. I can mail it to all. But for the purpose of transcript, it's Marika Konings from ICANN. That is item number one. And second, I also would like to propose an action item. this outreach brochure which has been shared, which is in English. The latest statistics in India have suggested that there would be internet penetration at the rate of 15% annually, and most of it would come from the rural area who are not English savvy. So I would like to propose as an action item, if we can have a Hindi version of this for the subcontinent, it would be really great. And I'm all there to help out.
First of all, may I suggest you send around the link for the working group? Because that sounds like something that we absolutely should follow up on. What Matt is putting up is, and it's a reminder to me, should be a reminder to you, there is a workspace for meeting reports. And it would be really, really helpful if all of you would have a look at, you know, what meetings have you attended in terms of just even a kind of this is what my take out is on that meeting. Not necessarily the meetings we've had with each other, but if you've attended other meetings that we should know about, all of you, there is a place to put it. Now, if you can't find it or you can't insert the text, send it to Matt. Matt doesn't have enough to do. He will. He loves to put stuff in spaces, and he does it anyway. But my suggestion is that you put something there as well. In terms of language, I saw Heidi's eyebrows kind of knit very tightly and say no. It's okay. Talk to Heidi. She usually makes things happen, if it's at all possible. So have that conversation offline. We have in the past published AP Rala documents in a number of languages, so have a word. If AP Rala wants it, please request it, then I can go back.
This is Matt for the record.
Whisper in my ear. If AP Rala says yes, then she can take it back and it will happen in Hindi. Does everybody think that this should happen? Thank you. Heidi? She hears you.
This is Heidi. I hear the request from AP Rallo for to develop an AP Rallo brochure in the Hindi language.
Thank you very
much. Should that be an action item?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Edmund, do you have anything to add that we should be aware of?
Just, I guess, quickly. I as we prepared this, I think one of the things that fell through the cracks was a youth session that was mentioned in Toronto, and the NetMission team took up and put together. Eventually, it did happen. For those of you who did join us, thank you for joining. And I think it was a very exciting session. So as we go forward in future planning, I think, you know, we should definitely, if not keep at that particular item. And make it a work for us.
Thoroughly agree. Thank you. And it's Holly Raish. I'm going to stop saying Holly Raish. I just want to speak.
This is Samuel Martirosyan. I think, from my opinion, it's important to involve our local community in these discussions. Because usually even advanced people don't know that they can somehow contribute their thoughts, etc. So because these technical issues can be solved, another problem how to involve people, and these kind of things to have, it's good, and it's good to have something also in digital way, etc., to know that we can share something among our communities. Because just an example, we have just after a month the huge event, Yerevan Bar Camp, and a lot of youth will come and a lot of people which are interesting, just to have something to involve them, to encourage, to spread interest. Thank you.
Thank you. Look, I know that we do have the brochure in English and it's digitally available. Could I suggest you talk to Heidi and see what else that you might need so that you've got... First of all, you're not going to get out of here without actually taking away some brochures and a whole bunch of stuff. But Sirenush done. She's done the right. Aha, she's been him. Okay, if there's anything else, pens, you can get rid of pens. whatever.
Give them information.
if you need other things, that would be great. And I know that the brochures, in fact, the brochure was available on our part of the website in Chinese. So we can put it up in other languages if that helps. Okay? Could you check with Heidi? But I think we can probably do that. Next.
Yeah, we would be able to post it.
Matt would be very happy to send it to you.
Just about the brochures, if Leana Galustian from Armenia, just about the brochures, since I think most of you have good experience of a long period of participation, maybe you could share if it is of assistance in the community to disseminate this information, the brochures. Just about Hindi, if it is it is not difficult, maybe in Armenian as well. Really, I promise to make the translation of all this information because not everyone knows English. I know that this is a challenge, but in local language, it will be disseminated in a broader way.
Heidi, do you want it? Holly Raish for the transcript record. Heidi, do you want us to, as an AP Rollo, take a vote? Do we want this in Armenian as well? This temperature of the meeting, we do this by putting our hands up.
We need to cope with this diversity.
And yeah. But we're not voting. We're just saying, do we think this is a good idea? It is a lovely idea. We're very happy with this idea. Thank you. That wasn't a vote. Edmund.
Edmund here.
You're not voting, by the way.
Right. I think since we've heard from a couple of languages, we probably should do, you know, as we go along, and instead of doing it every time, as we go along, we should collect the set of languages that is, you know, that we need to. If we will need to ask from staff whether we need to prioritize. When we need to prioritize, then we need to come back and make some decisions. So just a suggestion.
Holly Raish for the transcript records. I think there is a limit to the resources of... I think we'll start with Hindi because, unfortunately, you weren't first. I think there is... I think we've got to, over time, though, in a very short space of time, start basically... to have at least an initial document that you can hand out in local languages. I think we all agree, and I think it's always going to depend on the resources of ICANN. Well, unless, Heidi, could they do it in there? If we gave an English, do we want to give an English version and have it translated? I'm not sure. That might be dangerous.
Okay, this is Heidi for the record. Just in the short term, and I'm just looking at my technical expert here, what we could possibly do is that, now again, all of these brochures are in PDF format on the AP Rallo wiki page. We also have them in Word. So we could do that, and our wiki page just have a translation tool. I'm not sure if Dev told you that. So there's a translation tool. Okay, I know. But what we would do is just take, literally cut and paste the text from a Word document of the AP Rallo brochure. It won't be pretty, but the text can be then translated using the wiki translation tool. So that, in the short term, that's one solution. And again, it's a great translation tool. It has many languages of the world, so you might consider that. And we're happy to show you. You can just send us an email, and we can show you how to do that. Thank you.
That's certainly one solution. I think, look, you've got the text in English anyway. And I think Edmund's right. I think over time what we do want is to develop brochures about ourselves, but it, it, it's time intensive, it's resource intensive, but I think we ought to have a program whereby over time we wind up with a range of documents in a range of languages, because we represent so many languages, speaking of which we're about to come to Bahrain.
Ali Al-Mishal, Bahrain. This time I'm very much happy with the my attendance to the ICANN, because the third time as this, I've been engaged rather than just getting a receiver. So before attending the ICANN, since the last ICANN meeting in Toronto, I started to be part of the Middle East Strategic Working Group, which we have developed the initial document, and we have showed that one, the presentation. And I've joined as well the Building Capacity Working Group with at-large, which I'm happy with. I even nominated myself as individual expert for ATRT, but it didn't happen, but hopefully next time. So this time, I'm very much engaged rather than just being a receiver for the info. Thank you.
Holly Raish for the transcript record. I'm delighted, just delighted, and follow this man's lead is all I can say. Imani, who's already following the lead. Now, he's from the Nui perspective, please.
Hi, I'm Imani Fokusmanavalui from Nui in the Pacific Islands. Basically, I have a technical background, so I was really interested in what Dave was talking about in terms of his work, especially to do with the wiki, and I've already offered my assistance to help him in his task force group as well, and just anything that I can be of help around the ICANN. And this is, of course, my official ICANN, if the transcript can show this. This is Imani from Niue. It's my first official ICANN. I've been to a lot of ICANN since 1999, but unofficially, well, I've been registered, but I never attended any meetings. I was here to meet the people who actually run the internet for Niue that is based in America. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to caution everybody. We've got 10 minutes. I'm not sure everybody's going to have time to talk, so I'm going to say, Sirinesh, what I'd like, Jack, since this is you, it's China, and I want to hear from you as to how the session went as well. And we'll keep going around, but after Sirinesh, could we have Jack, just because it is China and you had a special session. So, Sirinesh.
Sirinesh Vardanyan, for the record. So, you will probably hear from me the last call from nomination committee coming. That May 1st is the deadline for submission of SOIs, a statement of interest. So please, there is a position for AP Rallo, from AP Rallo for ELAC position. So please encourage good, best candidates for our region to be represented and submit their SOIs. Related to our meeting, I would like on behalf of everyone to thank Maureen for organizing such a wonderful showcase. And during several months, we were receiving back and forth from Maureen, so many people left. You did great job, so thank you very much. And a couple of just brief suggestions. For Youth Forum, I'm delighted to see this Youth Forum happening in parallel with ICANN meeting. What I would suggest for the next time, because as we all know, Singapore is coming soon, so another AP Rallo possibility to be there. Maybe we can organize joint session with these young kids with AP Rallo ALSs, and we ALSs can learn a lot from the kids. So please take this suggestion into consideration. Maybe we'll have just sharing experience with young people to learn from them. I'm not sure if that happened this time because I didn't get any information on that. So, thank you very much. I will be short.
Thank you, Sirinesh. Jack? I want Jack to do next to actually talk about how this morning went, okay? And your experience of ICANN. Then we'll sort of go around. Maybe we'll start here, but we've got about 10 minutes.
So thank you for this special chance for me. So this is my very first time to attend ICANN meeting, and I think this is a very unforgettable experience for me, for young people to participate in internet governance. And also I say, although this is a meeting held in China, but not a lot of Chinese people involved in our international hotel. So that's we should do. After this meeting, so we at large structures should do this. We are a bridge between the internet users and ICANN. We should try our best to make the ICANN policy issues understood by the common users. And I think this is a key issue of multi-stakeholder model. And also, I attend Trademark Clearing House panel and some Chinese live structures this morning. And also, I attend some other work group. I think I learned a lot from this meeting. So thank you, Holly.
Thank you, Jack. Now, YJ's had her 2 minutes. And you know, only 30 seconds more.
Okay, yeah, YJ Park, I think I feel more like Elias, mainly because sort of I now feel more comfortable with saying who I am before I'm talking. And then, well, one of my observations with this meeting is this time there are a lot of this strategic engagement meeting going on, which I don't feel like we are deeply engaged with all those like strategic engagement process. So that's probably like a part of the Rinalia's comment earlier. And so I think maybe from next meeting in Durban, when this strategic engagement team designs and plans the future meeting in Durban, maybe we can get more proactively engaged with those kind of, you know, efforts. And but in general, I think sort of this Beijing meeting had been wonderful for our ALO. And again, I feel very sorry for not being very actively engaged with those preparatory and some of our meetings, mainly because I was having this the internet history project interviews with some of people here in China, including Madame Hu and Dr. Hu Daoyan, who firstly introduced the internet network in China. So,
you don't have any more time.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, YJ. Winthrop.
Yeah, Winthrop, you from the Philippines. Yes, as a first-timer, the first thing you notice is that there are a lot of things going on. There are several facets or niches to ICANN. At this point, after 4 days, at the very least, I know which alphabet soup I'm going to bring my... If you have a particular issue, you know which one to bring it to, at the very least. It's something that you have to at least know, because otherwise, even if you go to the ICANN website and you have something in mind, you won't know which of the several SOs or ACs to bring to go to answer your question. So this is probably one of the first things that I have to bring back and tell them, oh, if somebody comes forward with a question regarding this, then I can tell them, oh, you have to go to, say, CCNSO. That's where they handle these questions. It might help if at the website you have a small description of all the, you know, immediately as part of something like an initial roadmap or directory.
That's exactly what I was going to ask. What I'm hoping to get out of this discussion is how can we help each other become involved? I mean, it was interesting hearing Bahrain to think, okay, how after three meetings now we're involved. So what is it that we can do to help each other become involved? The first meeting's always, always, always difficult. So if you want to put some thoughts down into the meeting report on what would help, it would mean that we can actually start to help each other become involved. Would that make sense? Good. Okay. Heidi?
Thank you. This is Heidi from staff. Just some suggestions that we've staff have seen from previous events, so from the other RALOs that have had similar events. AFRALO, they've kept the mailing list that you all are on for the AP RALO Beijing events. They've kept that open, and they will use that mailing list to follow up on actions, on action items that were discussed here, on issues, informing them of various meetings going on that you may wish to attend. Working, virtual meetings. So that's one option. You all should also be subscribed to the APAC discuss list. So it's up to you whether you want to use one list or the other. A lot of you, this has been a great chance for staff to see you for the first time and meet you. So it's up to you which list you prefer to use. Another option that other RALOs have done is that they'll set up capacity. They'll continue the capacity building sessions that you've had here during their monthly meetings. Black RALO have done that, and that's been very successful. The number of people that have been on their monthly calls has increased and stayed at a good number. So that's something that you may wish to agree upon. Again, those would be briefing sessions. So that would be someone bringing an expert out from the community or from staff on a particular issue just for 20 minutes of every monthly meeting. So that's something, another option. Okay. Thank you.
Would people be interested in that? The other thing that has come out, by the way, was a suggestion that with every AP RALO meeting, the first 5 minutes, one ALS will actually introduce themselves, just say, this is who I am and this is what we do, this is what we've done in the past month. And that way we start to get to know each other a little bit better. Does that... I see heads nodding. The temperature of the room is warm. We'll do that. Now, look, we have got 2 minutes and we've got a lot of people who haven't spoken. Do you want to spend another 15 minutes? The alternative is everybody on the meeting report, use that space to say, this is what I got out of the meeting, these are the things that I think we could do better, these are the questions that I wish somebody had answered before I came, or these are the things that actually were done right. Because it will help us as AP RALO, but it means when we plan the next meeting in Durban, that in fact we can start to listen to what worked and what didn't and make the next meeting more useful, more user-friendly. And actually that means that even if you don't go to Durban, you might want to choose to participate remotely in the groups that interest you to contribute. So would people rather continue to go around the room or just report back? And please use the meeting space and the good offices of Matt, who's now just basically dead. And when he revives, he'd love to help you out. Is there me?
Please speak into the microphone.
I was asking if people want to go or not, so that's what we're voting on. Do people want to stay for an extra little while? Okay, an extra 10 minutes only, starting here.
Anupam Agarwal for Transcript Records. One of the meetings which I attended was ISOC-ICANN relationship meeting, which happened on Sunday night, if I remember it correctly. So ISOC is trying to find out that what are the different ways in which the relationship between and the work between ISOC and ICANN be leveraged more. So I think a similar meeting or a similar working space from Apparello side, if it can be made, then we can also give a concrete input to them that what is expected out of ISOC. And since most of our chapters, ALSs, are ISOC chapters, so I think a perfect synergy is there. So it's just a matter of trying to find out what we really need to do and then take it forward. Thanks.
Thank you, Holly, for the transcript records. Next. Thanks.
Heidi Hassan for transcript record. This is our first ELEC meeting, and I would like to thank all, Holly, Maureen, and everyone for welcoming me as a representative of ISOC Malaysia into this group. And personally, I learned a lot of new things, and the most beneficial thing for me is to join every morning the briefing session by, you know, with a fellow, the joint fellow meeting with the APRALO. And because this is the first meeting for me, I need to learn a lot of things. And the learning curve, I found it very steep. And the group that I joined, mostly I joined is the NCUC meeting discussion. That is also another platform for engagement for the ISOC Malaysia. Thank you.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Luke Chi come from ISOC Taipei. Actually, I joined the ICANN meeting several times, and ICANN meeting always make me get a surprise to learn a lot of things. However, I think some of the issue maybe we can use in the social network. For example, maybe the Facebook group or the LinkedIn group, then we can follow some issue. And the most good is we did not, we can remember each one looks like. Yeah, because it's very hard to take a photo to all of us. Yeah. Thanks.
Thank you.
Joseph, for the record, from ISOC Hong Kong. I'm a first timer here. So when I first received an email from Maureen, looking at all these schedule, I was thinking about what the hell. It's a four-day fully scheduled, but I can report to you that I attend all of them. Apart from the alphabetical soup that we have to drink every day and bring the right can of soup to drink every day, I enjoy every morning the wake-up call in the 7:30 for the joint APRALO and ALS sessions. And with that freshen up, I think I can carry on. And somehow in this couple of days, I think I will be involved in IDN trademark clearing house, because I was in I was a director in .hk, which is totally relevant to this thing. And also the new GTLD, because that's my CEO briefing me that there will be something happening over there. But I'm totally amazed by the multi-stakeholder model. That is a very refreshing, that is a very good thing for the academics to pursue. Okay, so I finish here.
We've got, Heidi has a brilliant idea, which is why not have a working group chair come on a meeting and just talk about what's happening in that working group, so people who are, and we can take a sort of pre-poll, what is it you want to talk about, or what is the issue of the day, and have a briefing for that as well. Okay, now Jack, you've already talked. Yanis?
Okay, this is Yanis Lee from that mission. So I just want to share with everybody what we have the national admin has mentioned that we did. Okay. So, now mission this time, just want to share with everybody, we have organized a youth forum actually discussing about the applicant support program, and we found that is a really good idea to engage the youth, especially because they have prepared before this meeting a lot on these issues especially, and then after coming to these ICANN meetings, they actually raised some interesting ideas and suggestions about how to improve the applicant support program, and then they found it more relevant when they attend the at-large new GTLD working group, and they become more eager to join the certain working group. So I think what Heidi just mentioned about the capacity building every during the monthly call, and so that I can introduce some sort of current working groups, what are they working on, and so that other, like ALS, they can know what is going on, and they can study some of the topics that interest them, and it will get them more involved in the ICANN when they come, I think.
That's good. Thank you.
And one more thing. I think next time, what Siran Lish has mentioned about the Singapore meeting, I think for the APRALO, we really need to have this youth forum engaged so that we can get more different ALS youth representatives joining or other ALS representatives as well. Thanks.
Not yet, Nazumi.
DJ from ISAP Taipei, when my boss told me that he willing to offer me a free trip to Beijing, I said, this is a wonderful chance, why not? I thought it's just like another academic conference I usually been to. But it turned out it's quite different, okay? I have to wake up at 7. What? It's really kill me and drive me crazy. But I found that this is a quite nice place. Those people are like a big family. I like you all, really, indeed. And I should stop writing those useless and boring academic paper and start to participate I can in the future. Thank you.
We look forward to it. Thank you. Azumi.
Thank you, Holly, and thank you, Hall. This is my 35th ICANN meeting. I stopped coming to ICANN meetings at Brussels 2010 at 36. Thanks to, like you guys said, ICANN who provided the funding, I was able to come. I was not too sure, and I'm not still too sure if I will continue. I will make a decision soon. I've been busy on the IGF. I was also very busy with domestic CCTLD issue, the oversight and governance, and also this disaster thing. It's so refreshing to see many new faces. That's great. And I appreciate all the works of Holly and the staff and all the others for the past 3 years that I have no idea what you guys did. But I have one request for APRL to consider some individual membership to be in place so that I can dissolve my ALS, which is not functional. There's no due diligence on the ALS. That is not fair for all. So I think we should really reconsider that, at least the RALO level, if not the entire global level. And I think for the national and regional level, we really need to have a bottom-up if we are to uphold that multi-stakeholder. How many countries are there really this multi-stakeholder model is exercised? The government and private sector, technical and academic community together with the civil society? Very, very few. If we continue at the global level, we may lose the credibility. That's my take. Thank you.
Thank you, and we will be talking at the ALAC level about individual membership. You've got the floor for, and we've got about 30 seconds of peace because I'm sure everybody wants to finally get away from this room.
Yes. This is Lin Yizhu from Taiwan. This is my first time being here, and I really appreciate the briefing session every early morning. And I think it's very beneficial for us to, as a newcomers, and it's a very great place to get to know how the ICANN and how the ALOC operate, and it's also good for our health.
Thank you. Katie?
I'm not sure how many ICANN meetings I've been to before. I've been to several and I've been through the different positions within APRILO and ICANN. Like Izumi, I've been away for the past 3 years, totally unrelated matters. But it's good to see so many new faces here. I couldn't believe it the other day when it was announced this was the APRILO meeting. I was like, well, I only know half a dozen people here now. So it's certainly grown over the past 3 years. I think from being active in APRILO, then leaving, and then coming back, I see there's an issue there of making APRILO relevant, and the issues that we're debating is how do we take that message back to the community and say to them, well, you don't have to be a god to help make these internet decisions. You can just be normal like us and come and join APRILO. So I think that's perhaps one of the challenges that we'll face at the moment. Thanks.
Thanks, KT. Pua?
Paul Hunter from Cook Islands. I'm a GAC member, but I haven't attended any of the GAC meetings because I found this my first time at the ALS and ALS representative very interesting. And I was just saying to Maureen that it would be good if we can go back home and reach out to our community and also to our internet service provider, because there's some discussions going on at ICANN meetings that can benefit the country if representatives are sent from our telecom operators. I just want to comment also on what Malaysia said about the steep learning curve, because although I've been to ICANN before, I'm still finding it difficult to understand a lot of the discussions going on. And I also agree with Korea and Philippines in terms of important meetings going on at the same time. Like right now we have the ICANN public forum, so thank you.
Thanks, Pua. And without further ado, Maureen, you don't want to say anything, do you? She doesn't want to say anything. I don't want to say anything. I think what we want to do is let people off.
So what?
Narelle, you're not one of us, are you? She hasn't even attended meetings and she wants to talk. Right. Is the temperature of the room that she gets 30 seconds? Thank you.
Narelle Clark. Thank you for the opportunity to say hi. I'm sorry I have not been able to come all week. And I will slow down with respect to the interpreters. I apologise for not being able to attend any of the meetings earlier this week. It's been a very hectic time for me recently. As you may know, I'm the president of the Internet Society in Australia, the Australian chapter. I also work for a consumer organisation in Australia called ACAN that represents consumers in the telecommunications internet space. And I sit on the ISOC Board of Trustees, and we're having some very busy meetings over the next few days. So I look forward to hearing any input from any of you on any of the related topics there. And I'm really pleased to see a number of you again. And I'm so glad also that you've had such productive meetings this week. And the showcase, I'm devastated to have missed that. It sounds fantastic. And thank you again, everybody who participated, and Maureen too.
With no further ado, you can... Oh, Edmund. Edmund, you're holding everybody up. Go on.
I hope it's important enough. So what two things. One, I'm hoping that people would join some of the working groups at ALAC, or, you know, and if we can send you the list of the working groups and, you know, sign yourself up, that's going to be useful. So if we can get somebody to send them, or even if as you go out. That's one thing. The other thing is, I'm wondering if we could invite our friends from mainland China to use Chinese to thank our interpreters.
Excellent idea. Right, Jack?
Since my... That good.
Shishi.
Oh, no, it doesn't count.
Or from Taipei.
Look, it's whatever. Just say thank you to the interpreters.
Yeah. Maybe I just use in the Chinese two things. Yeah.
Hello, everyone. On behalf of China, Hong Kong, and Taiwan, we would like to express our gratitude towards the interpreters and all the technicians, as well as ICANN staff.
Thank you to the interpreters, to the technical staff, and particularly to Matt and Heidi, who must be dead on their feet. Thank you, everybody, and see you in Durban, but we will talk a lot beforehand.